A few weeks ago, we got on the topic of the sacrifice of atonement by Jesus. And I learned all about that in college, the depth of it, all the long words that they use in the Greek and what they meant, and kind of the double meaning that Paul implies in Romans as he talks about the halasterion, the sacrifice of atonement, as it's translated in NIV. And the interesting thing about this is kind of one thing I realized this morning is I have a greater appreciation for each person in this room because I know some personal information about you. Some more than others, some information I probably shouldn't know. But that being said, it's because we have prayer requests. We open our hearts to one another. We share things with one another that go beyond just a friendship, that we have this deep abiding trust because of Jesus, I believe. And then gathering this morning, and Bruce and I were discussing this very thing a couple weeks ago, that I get energy from being with people, especially positive people, and especially my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And part of that comes from, you know, I know Janelle. I know Nancy at least as much as she lets me in. You know, I was her friend of honor at her wedding. Wow, you know, that's quite an honor. Amanda with her various relationships, and we have these coffees. And then Brett came along, and I'm like, I don't know about Brett. And she's like, yeah, but I do. I says, okay, I trust you. And look at that. Wow. You know, the way you two have grown. You know, I sat with my knees under the table with Bruce, and we've discussed things in and about this church and where we're headed and where we've been. And, you know, when Julie comes along and I get her hug on Sunday mornings. Judy, sorry. I had Julie on the mind because we haven't seen her in a while. I just saw her the other day. You know, and Dee, just her trials and tribulations, not only with Zach, but also the struggles she's faced with Lou and his health too. And this morning, in digging and thinking about each and every one of us here and opening my own life, this morning I'm struggling. There's a lot of stuff going on I just don't have control of. Our daughter, our son, there's stuff at my work, you know, and even in our own relationship, if I must confess. And so this morning, as I was reading through these scriptures and looking at the sacrifices of atonement, you know, the high priest will go into the most holy, and it will be him and God. And he brings a sacrifice of his bull and two goats. And he sacrifices one of the bulls, or he cleanses himself. He puts on special garments. He sacrifices one of the bulls for himself, one of the goats for the sins of the people. And then he goes outside, and he places all the sin on this other goat and gives it to a responsible person to take out to the wilderness. So that our sins will be far away from us. And I was going to conclude this with this story about Jesus, and this took me to Hebrews chapter 9, which the writer of Hebrews wrote my conclusion, so I'm just going to read it. But when Christ came as the high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands, but that is to say, it's not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining an eternal redemption. This blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. But how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God. And for this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant. And as we gather this morning, that's just one more thing that binds us, that we were part of this creation redeemed by the great one and only high priest. And that's one more thing that covers the things I'm struggling with. And God's saying, it's okay.